Hi, friends. Before we dive in, I wanted to quickly let you know about a free resource I created for you to give you all the steps you need to plan your Disney World vacation and when you should do them. You can click the link in the show notes to download your free Disney vacation planning checklist that will make the whole process super simple. Okay, now on to the show. Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. We'll talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. In our previous episodes, we've been talking about your options when it comes to places to stay when visiting Disney World. In today's episode, we're going to break down the Disney Valley Resorts so you know the details, the differences, and which one might be right for you. In a recent episode, we talked about choosing a Disney resort overall, and we went through the differences between the different tiers of Disney resorts. So just to recap, the Valley Resorts are going to be less expensive options. They're going to have the essentials, but not a lot of the more luxurious amenities. The rooms are clean and are going to have the basic things you need. But the rooms at these resorts are small. A lot of them have Murphy beds that you can store away during the day, so you have a bit more room to move around. The value resorts are going to have food court style quick service dining, but no sit down or table service restaurants. The rooms open to the outside, like a motel, versus having interior hallways like you'd see at a hotel. One of the nice things about the value resorts is the theming. They have over-the-top Disney themes with bright colors and lots of characters. So younger kids in particular tend to love these resorts. They're very popular with families with small children. And they have themed pools as well that are popular. As we talked about, value resorts are a great choice for families on a budget. But they're also a great choice for groups that are just not going to be spending a lot of time at their resort. If you're just looking for a place to rest your head after a long park day, then why spend a fortune on amenities you're not even going to use? These resorts are also popular with sports teams, like for cheerleading competitions, that come to Disney to compete. In terms of value resorts, there are five to choose from: All-Star Sports, All-Star Music, All-Star Movies, Pop Century, and Art of Animation. We're going to talk a bit more about each of them, starting with the All-Star Resorts. Just a little background on the All-Stars: they were the first Disney value resorts on property. All-Star Music and Sports were both built in 1994, and All-Star Movies was built in 1999. In fact, All-Star Music was the very first Disney resort I ever stayed at. I still have a character drawing that we got done in the food court area there when I was a kid. So that resort will always hold a special place in my heart. Also, these resorts have either recently undergone renovation or are currently undergoing renovation. So don't worry, they're not as dated as you might be thinking. In terms of the types of rooms available, both All-Star Movies and All-Star Sports only have standard rooms that fit four people. So if you're traveling with a larger group, you're going to need to book more than one room. You can request adjoining rooms or rooms that are near each other. All-Star Music has standard rooms, but they also have family suites that sleep up to six people, and they have a kitchenette and two bathrooms. Okay, let's talk amenities at the All-Stars. Each All-Star Resort is going to have a quick-service food court, themed swimming pools, a pool bar, pizza delivery, a gift shop with a grocery section, an arcade, and a playground. They also have events and activities across the resorts, like movies by the pool, dance parties, and crafts. There's also a jogging trail that runs through all the All-Star Resorts, if you're into that sort of thing. Personally, I feel I get plenty of exercise walking through the parks, but it's there if you want to use it. Guests at the All-Star Resorts also get the on-property perks like the Disney bus transportation, and you also get early theme park entry. In my opinion, the biggest drawback of the All-Star Resorts is the bus is the only option for transportation, and they are a little far from the parks, with the exception of Animal Kingdom. The bus transportation can take a little while. You can take a rideshare, but that definitely cuts down on the cost savings you're getting from choosing one of the All-Star Resorts. The main difference in these resorts, other than the family suites being offered at All-Star Music, is going to be the theming. Obviously, one revolving around music, one around sports, and one around movies. Okay, next up for the value resorts is Pop Century. Pop Century is similar in terms of amenities to the All-Star Resorts, but it has a few big advantages that sets it apart from the All-Stars, in my opinion. The biggest is that it has access to the Skyliner, which means you have easy access to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, as well as Caribbean Beach Resort and Riviera Resort. So it's an easy trip if you want to explore either of those resorts and maybe try out some of their dining options. There's also bus transportation to the other parks, as well as Disney Springs. This resort also features that bright, colorful Disney theming that revolves around the fads of the 1950s through the 1990s. The rooms here are pretty standard value rooms. They do offer plenty of storage space, and they have been pretty recently refurbished. All the rooms here are going to be for a maximum of 4 people. The main building here is Classic Hall, which is where you'll find the lobby, the gift shop, the arcade. This is also where you'll find the bus transportation. This resort also has similar activities to what's offered at the All-Star Resorts, like movies under the stars, pools, a pool bar, and a quick service food court dining. The prices for the resorts fluctuate, but typically Pop Century is slightly higher priced than the All-Star Resorts, and I think the convenience of the Skyliner is going to be a big reason for that. Okay, on to our last value resort, which is Art of Animation. And this resort is a bit different than the other 4 value resorts in that it's made up primarily of family suites. It's also typically more expensive than the other value resorts. The family suites are themed to Cars, Lion King, or Finding Nemo. And like the other value resorts, the theming is bright and colorful and very Disney. The standard rooms that are available at the Art of Animation are themed to The Little Mermaid. The family suites here, like others, sleep up to 6 adults, which is great for larger families or groups. Unlike the standard rooms at the other value resorts, the family suites also have interior hallways to enter your room. Another huge plus of the Art of Animation is that it's also on the Skyliner. There is also bus transportation available, and they don't share bus transport with any other hotels, which is really nice. Overall, the amenities here are similar to the other value resorts. The food court is a bit larger and better, in my opinion, than the others. The main building is called Animation Hall, and this is where you'll find the lobby and check-in area, the gift shop, the food court, and the arcade. The bus transportation is located right outside Animation Hall as well. They have similar activities as the other value resorts, so again, movies under the stars, several pools, a pool bar, a jogging trail, and a playground. So hopefully this gives you a good idea of the different options you have in the value resort category, and which resort might be the best fit for your needs. In our next episode, we'll be talking about another category of Disney resorts, the moderate resorts. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.